from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was thinking yesterday, I teased this and never got to it, which is a cardinal sin, and I didn't remember until I was driving home yesterday, but Fields, Russ Wilson, Tomlin. If there's one thing about Tomlin that I said before that we don't know about, it's managing quarterbacks. We really do, though. We really do. Like, I think back to 2019. First time he ever went through it was when Ben messed up his elbow against Seattle. And just bear with me for a second here. So Mason Rudolph comes into that game. They lose. Mason Rudolph, again, against San Francisco, they lose. Then enter Minkah Fitzpatrick. Things start to change a little bit. So Rudolph beats Cincinnati, loses in overtime to Baltimore, and that's when he gets broken. He gets his head caved in by Earl Thomas. Following game, you go out to Los Angeles, and by the grace of God, you win with Duck Hodges at quarterback. But after the bye, it's Rudolph again, and you win three straight games. You lose one game, and he played terribly against Cleveland, but he also got bopped over the head. The next game against Cincinnati, Mike Tomlin turns to Devlin Hodges. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? It didn't make sense to me, I remember, at the time. And it still, to this day, doesn't make any sense to me. Now, you win three straight with Devlin, but he did not play good in any of those games. And then he throws four interceptions against Buffalo because he's Devlin Hodges. You go back to Rudolph, then you go back to Hodges, and he gets hurt against New York. I just don't think Mike Tomlin handled that well. I think he butchered the whole Kenny Pickett situation from the start. I think last season he butchered it by not going to Mason Rudolph as the backup instead of Mitch Trubisky. So while it is going to be Russ in all likelihood this year, I don't think anybody should default to, well, it's going to be Russ and Mike Tomlin is making that decision and Mike Tomlin knows what he's doing. I'm not so sure with quarterback.
He needs a veteran quarterback, obviously, with Ben for all those years. He needs a veteran quarterback. Even the backup quarterbacks back then were, you know, Charlie Batch, which was a veteran quarterback that you could turn to, that he knows that could run the offense, can take a lot of things off his plate and not have to develop, not have to, you know, keep his eye out or hold his hand. That's what Mike Tomlin needs, and that's why I do think at the end of the day, that's why Russell Wilson, he sold the Steelers on Russell Wilson because he knew that Russell Wilson may be older, may not be the old Russell Wilson, but he knows that he's not going to have to worry about Russell Wilson doing the things necessary that are in his mind to run an offense.
Yeah.
And how he wants to approach things.
Oh, there's got to be such a trust factor there.
Yes.
With him and with Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I should have framed it differently. What I'm most concerned about is in season, pulling the plug too early on Russ, or things like that. Like, if Russ stays healthy, going quickly to Justin Fields, I don't know that Mike Tomlin has the right temperature on stuff like that. And you don't have to look too far in the rearview mirror to remember Kenny Pickett's debut.
Mm-hmm.
Got zero first-team reps. High, second half, let's go in against the Jets, and he throws three picks, and then the next game is on the road against Buffalo. Like, that was not the best chance, the best time to insert Kenny Pickett. And so I do wonder and worry about that a little bit. Like, this is, even though you're going to have trust in Russ, even though I believe Russ is going to have a good year, I don't know if day one against Atlanta, you're getting the best version of Russ Wilson. I think it's still going to take time in season to get to the apex of Russ Wilson, if that makes sense.
Like, best version, you mean like explosive version, like scoring a bunch of points? Because I don't think that Russ Wilson has lost his touch of just running an offense smoothly. Like, it may not look like an explosive offense right off the bat, like deep shots, things of that nature, crossing routes and things of that. But I think he knows where to go with a ball that will inch his way down the field and may not look sexy, but he's going to know where to put the ball and keep the ball out of harm's way.
I guess what I'm saying is
better than Kenny did.
Oh, no question. And better than Rudolph, better than any quarterback since Ben. I just think Tomlin needs to be patient. He needs to be patient.
I think he will.
Because I believe one game, one preseason game. I think Russ is going to give this team the better chance to win this year. And if they lose games not because of Russ, don't be too quick to act.
Well, we talked about when Tomlin was somewhat at his best of delegating responsibilities, delegating to LeBeau, delegating to Todd Haley, delegating to, you know, the offense coordinators that he trusts. I think that the whole patient conversation we're having right now is out of his hands.
He's going to rely on the coordinator.
Yeah, it's going to be Arthur Smith's decision. And Mike Tomlin will probably and kind of just be like, all right, well, it's up. What are you feeling? I think he's going to be – I don't think he wants to be like that, but I think that it was probably a little sit-down meeting at the end of the season where if we hire this guy, Arthur Smith, who was a former head coach, this is how things are going to go, and this is how we're going to operate. And you either fall in line or – and I don't think it got to that point because obviously they, you know, extended him. They love Mike Tomlin. Art does. But I think that it was established that Arthur Smith will make a lot of the calls.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to the
offense. Yeah, Coach T, get your head out of the offense.
Yep.
Get your head out of the offense.
It's
not your thing. That's fine. It doesn't have to be your thing. Hire someone that's their thing.
Yep.
That commands respect and knows what they're doing. That got hired because they were a good OC. I got to reframe this again for the third time because I think I've done a bad job here.
But also, Arthur Smith had that issue last year with Mariota, Desmond Ridder.
But the difference to me is I don't know that there was a right answer there. I think all answers were bad.
Right.
Like me in math in like seventh grade. Like every answer, wrong answer, you don't have a place to turn. Whereas last year, as we found out, Mason Rudolph was the right answer and they got to it very late. And ultimately, it did get them into the playoffs. My concern is more rooted in what it would do to Justin Fields, I should say.
If they go to him too early?
Yes. Not so much early in season, but you're trying to find out if this guy can be a guy. And maybe this goes into that. He's a veteran, whereas Kenny was a rookie. But I don't want to see game three, oh no, for whatever reason, you're 0-2, game three. All right, second half, Justin Fields, you're in. Now I think your season's on the brink.
Oh, yeah.
On the brink.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you pull that plug, Justin better do it or else you are screwed.
Done.
And that, let's revisit this because I did it backwards. That's the first thing I should have said. Bad radio on my part.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.